Hi, welcome to Spoonful of Sound. Today I have guest Aiden, and we're going to be talking about country music. So, Aiden, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, my name is Aiden Valdez. I'm a student at East High School. I wanted to be a radio host for a long time, and here I am.
Okay, so the first question I have for you is, how did you get into country music, and how long have you been listening?
Parents were listening to a lot of, like, George Strait, Tim McGraw, Garth Brooks, Ricky Skaggs, all that kind of stuff. When I grew up, I think I was, like, maybe 3 or 4 years old when I heard, like, maybe the first couple country songs I would probably hear in my life. And it probably also traced back to my grandma, who would also buy CDs and records, 8-tracks, and all that good stuff that used to be coming out. So she would buy those, and I would enjoy her listening to those in the background while I'm at her house or while we're at mom's house or anything like that. So my mother really inspired me to listen to a lot of country music because she, like, raised me that way, and she really got it with me to enjoy it a lot.
Okay, so you've been listening for a long time. Which country artist is your favorite, and what is your favorite song by them?
It would have been Luke Bryan, but now it's Ernest. My favorite country singer is Ernest because he's got really, I feel like the tone, the melodies, and everything he sings or whatever, it's awesome. And my favorite song by him is Flowers or Flower Shops with Morgan Wallen. It's kind of like a breakup song, but it's like slow and bluesy, and it's good for a Friday or Saturday night, just hanging out on the bonfire, chilling, listening to that song. Hearing that song, it's just, like, amazing.
And what was his name again?
Ernest.
I never heard of him. I heard of Luke Bryan, though. I never heard of Ernest. What are some country artists you would recommend to people getting into the country music genre?
Definitely, if you wanted to go to the newer side, it would be Morgan Wallen. Because if you wanted to, you know, see what's out in the new country music world where it's mostly, like, pop-related, but it's still country music, Morgan Wallen is definitely the case because he has, like, the most, like, number one country songs right now. And as opposed to what he's got, everything he's got going on, he has, like, the number one albums in the Billboard Hot 100 and everything like that. But if you wanted to go old school, the best couple of ways you can go is either George Strait, Tim McGraw, or some Willie Nelson.
And next question is, how do you feel about country music in your soul?
Well, like I said, it got back to my parents and everything like that. They were playing a lot of it in the background. But additionally, it started hitting me, like, when I was, like, 5 years old, because I started listening to it when I was 3 or 4. And I kept listening to the words. Like, I would keep listening to country music radio, like, radio stations. And I didn't know it would hit me so hard. Like, the melody, the way the melody is, the way the tone is in the song, the instrumentation, what they talk about, like, some country songs, not all of them, but some of them kind of relate to me. They kind of relate to, you know, what I've heard of, or what I've seen, or what I've gone through or experienced before. Some of them not, but it just kind of, I felt my love for it, because it just really hit me when I was listening to, like, the melodies and, like, the way the songs were written. The storytelling.
And last question, if you could see one country artist in person, who would it be?
I would really, really want to see Billy Currington. Like, because I went to a Billy Currington concert. One of my cousins took me in 2015 because she had the tickets and all that for it. So it was a great experience. It was actually the first concert I went to in my life. And it was one night, great experience. I loved everything about it, the crowd, the songs he sang. He made everybody, you know, get up and dance and have fun. And the whole crowd, it was one of the loudest, but it was, like, my first concert I've ever went to in my life. Because I remember, like, we literally were there for a couple of hours, did the concert, and then we came back and spent the night at the hotel and things like that.
That sounds fun. Okay, that's all the questions I have for you today. Thank you for being on my show, and Thank you for listening. Bye.